You know what's funny, though? He started this.
Yeah.
He wanted this. He did.
No, he started it.
He's the one with a big mouth and wanted to
talk. Did you know we had this show on the air? He was the guy who started
it. He wanted it.
We
never wanted it.
Came after he left. We took care of the show when he left. This is the longest talk show in Mindanao.
In Mindanao.
It's running like freaking, what, 2 decades?
2 decades now.
What? Yeah, man. When you guys started, what year was that?
97.
It's 2023, man.
I don't know my dates.
Dude,
it's
man.
It's 97.
It's crazy.
I remember because I left for California.
When were you born? 93? Let me review the names here, because I know it's all happening. There's so many names introduced to you in the last couple of days that you've been here. Yeah. So, what's his name?
I have no... I don't know anyone's name here,
We're not going to name names.
No?
Is what? Really?
That's why I can't address you as yes?
No. I mean, I thought you were talking about specific names.
No. Like, so who are the people here?
It's okay. Booby like the boob. Okay.
Hey, well, always gets kicked out of chat rooms because of his name. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who are you? What the fuck is your real name, Boob?
Ernesto. Oh, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know.
I wonder how you got Booby from Ernesto.
I can get Dick and Richard
and Billy with William, right?
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ask my mom. She gave me that name.
So he's Booby like the Boob.
Okay.
He's Ryan. Like his air name was Little Ryan. Mm-hmm. This is Jesse James.
Like, you know, the outlaw.
Like the outlaw.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Mike D. It's easy. Mike D.
I'm Mike D.
He's the only Mike that's afraid of the mic. Took him forever to get into radio.
And you're hooking up with OG the Man. And
OG the Man.
That's his name.
I actually...
What's your RK name?
Alvin Glenn.
No.
It's
Calvin Cool.
Calvin Cool.
Calvin Cool.
That's a gay name,
that's
but anyway.
Dumb.
It was cool back then.
Yeah. Calvin Cool.
I was like, Calvin?
This guy's Calvin. Joining us. His name's Calvin Cool.
You're listening to.
Yeah.
Calvin is imaginary tiger.
Calvin Cool.
Shut the fuck up, Mike. Come on, man. Those were the days, right?
I know, right?
Do you share the mic with Mike?
Calvin Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get past that, huh?
And then some.
Things going on. And
So we got a special guest for tonight.
Guests.
All right.
Guests.
Yeah. Special.
We what got, do you mean guests? He started this show. He's always been
around. The guests.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for the accolades. I will there take you that.
That voice.
That voice.
That started like.
We all at one point hosted TNT, huh?
We did.
Huh?
Yeah, all of us here.
Because I did hear you at one point host TNT.
Yeah.
Together with
Darwin.
Darwin.
Ah, okay. It was after I left.
Sucked big time then, huh? I'm kidding.
Oh my god.
Sorry, dude. But yeah.
I'm not wearing any headphones, so how am I sounding? Am I good?
Yeah, right.
That's good. It's good.
He's getting added. Yeah,
it's like you never left.
Special mic you have here.
It's like you never left. Yeah,
as long as you're facing the phallic object, everything's good.
That's a freaking compliment right there. Like yeah,
right? Yeah.
Crazy.
All right,
yeah.
CEO.
I know.
So we got OG the Man, we got Mike D, and we got someone special.
Nurse Jenny.
Nurse Jenny.
Nurse who killed a bunch
really
of patients.
Are you really going to call her Nurse Jenny?
I don't know.
Why you started it?
I don't know why that name keeps popping up.
You've been watching
head.
Too much Netflix. That's why. So too much time on your hands.
Speaking of Netflix, did you know the Philippines was like number one or number two in the most with Pornhub users or something?
I would not be surprised. We are not number one.
We are number one.
We are number one by 2 seconds.
Really?
Yes.
By 2 seconds.
So 2 seconds, yeah. Next time.
So does that mean? What does it mean 2 seconds? Like?
Yeah, like 14 minutes and 58, and next one was 14 minutes and 56.
You know when you wipe it off, you just let the video run?
Yeah, so like. Yeah, I think it was.
So, and we're proud of that.
Finished faster, so like 2 seconds faster.
Yeah, because they respect the cow. That's longer. Why the oh, 2 seconds is because they respect the cow.
It doesn't take you that much. It's only 3 inches, so.
Okay, plus the
Jess.
Cow.
All right, Jess,
dump the cow in, man.
Let's let the girl talk about that.
Hey, we're introducing somebody. Forget the cow for a while. Come on, do it.
Okay. So, what?
Here's Jenny. Imagine if this was live, right? I mean, dude, it's gonna go on live on Thursday night, right? Imagine.
Thursday.
But this is crazy, dude.
It was supposed to be a year ender.
No, it's not.
It was supposed to be the year ender, but we never gotten around to.
The year's not done yet.
No, but this was supposed to be our year ender.
Yeah, 2024.
But since we took our sweet little time, this is going to be the year opener.
That's Calvin Cool over here.
Calvin Cool. you want me to introduce her? I think I can.
That's a very good idea.
Okay.
So the guy who started the show is going to introduce the guest for tonight.
Nice.
It's the first episode of the year 2024, and here we go. Yep.
Oh, so this is going to air next year?
Thursday. In a couple of days, or tomorrow. Yeah.
Thursday.
So we have a special guest. She is from California, born in California, grew up in California, spent a little time in Iloilo. So she is blonde haired, green eyed.
She hates the
pale
cold
weather. White skin.
Doesn't like the cold weather.
Definitely afraid of bees.
Wonder she's
afraid of bees.
Allergic to bees and stays in the place with the palm trees.
Kung masoko mamalika sa Ilonggo. So when she gets pissed, all the profanities come out in Ilonggo.
Of which you cannot understand.
Of which I cannot understand. But,
man,
you know.
You're missing out on a whole lot. I'm telling you, dude. Yeah, because
you do?
We can.
Yeah. You do? Okay. Well, I don't know a lot about Longa. She does. So this is our special guest for tonight. Her name is Rob. I call her Rob. Her name is Robin. She is from California, but raised in a Filipino household. You comfortable with me telling the listeners about how you grew up? Is that a go? Yeah?
Sure.
Okay, a little louder. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't so convincing.
We're going to pick on you anyway.
We're facing legal problems in the future. We need a loud yes.
Can I tell them about?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Raised by Filipino parents. She was adopted at the age of what?
Eight.
I'm sorry. I always thought it was six.
I was taken in at 5 years old and adopted at 8 years old.
Okay.
That's a long time, dude.
Here?
No wonder you're
in the States.
No wonder you're Filipino, man.
Oh, yeah. She's Filipino to the core.
Yeah, dude.
Bro, she's Filipino, too.
Don't let the blonde hair fool you, man.
No, don't let the green eyes fool you.
She gets surprised. She goes, "Lim dick." Oh. What the hell is that, man? I mean, for our American listeners right now, fuck you. You're not going to get it. Yeah. But yeah, she's Lim dick. And we go, okay, she's ours. She's our sister.
She claims Filipino. Yeah. I mean, you know.
You're one lucky bastard of all the...
Am I?
People with blonde hair.
Why am I like, isn't she lucky too? What am I, chopped liver? She's lucky too.
Screw you, man.
Really?
We knew you from like 3 decades back, man.
We want you to remain as our friend, so we're just going to.
Raised by, raised by Filipino parents. Pretty colorful background. She was a foster kid for how many?
5 years.
Five years, foster kid. So maybe we can dwell on that a little bit.
Yep.
Going through different households, the feeling of not being accepted growing up.
Not being part of anything.
Maybe a foster booby. That's the exact description of that guy.
Well, who? What? Me?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Nothing. That's the problem. See, you didn't do shit.
What did I do?
That's the thing.
So,
going back to that. That's interesting.
Yeah, different households. Yep. Her real name is actually biological name as her last name is Dutch. But she swore when I met her at first it was German, and I corrected her because her last name is Vanderhoof.
That's Dutch.
Yeah, that's Dutch.
That is Dutch. And she, when I met her, she kept saying, no.
That's below sea level.
Exactly. That's, I'm like, so I'm like, hey.
I just had to say that.
Every time there's a van in your last name, that's automatic. It's Dutch.
Unless if it's von, then it's German.
Then it's German, correct.
Yep, van,
So last name, well, not last name, but your biological parents' name, right?
Mm-hmm. My last name is Vanderhoof.
Vanderhoof.
There you go. It's Dutch.
So,
Vanderhoof
is Dutch.
It's Dutch. Yeah.
Vanderhoof's old New York.
There you go.
Dutch.
Hey, you could have somebody related to you in New York who's going to give you like a couple of millions years from now.
The DNA testing.
Or the family tree and all that. You could probably like,
you should meet up with
Jackie's
mom.
You get bored one time and then just check the family tree.
He's not Mormon.
I was just kidding. He hates it whenever I say that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, we have...
He doesn't go door to door.
There you go.
That's great, Dutch,
in a white shirt.
Vanderhoof, and then eventually
the Hoff.
The Hoffs. The Hoff. The Hoff threw me off.
The Hoff.
The Hoff. Eventually adopted by Filipino parents, Filipino couple, based in Long Beach at that time, right?
Long Beach.
So you never went out of Long Beach. Okay.
No, I've been in Long Beach my whole life.
There you go. Yeah, all right.
Well, it's not a bad place to be.
And Iloilo.
Mm-hmm. Long Beach and Iloilo, that's not a bad place to be.
So you got your parents' family name after that.
Yes. Right. So when I was adopted, I took their last name.
Which is?
Chu.
How you spell it?
C-H-I-U.
There you go.
Okay. And then people look at you and go, let me what the hell happened?
Let me address that. So you go into an airport, present your passport, and you're blonde and you have
blonde,
green
eyes.
And then the immigration officer looks at your passport.
Go, what the hell happened?
And then sees the last name as Chu.
Start trying to fill out the picture.
So as a child, it was always, you're not Asian.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was.
Okay.
I don't have a perfect answer to that, but yeah, go ahead.
It's always funny because if I was with my mom, I was the milkman's baby.
Okay.
And if I was with my dad, it's the other woman.
It's the other woman.
Now, if they were together, it was the real story. She's our adopted child. As an adult, the immediate question I get is, your husband is Chinese.
No. Just say yes.
I'm not even married.
Make things easier. Just say yes.
No, these are fun.
Okay.
Let them confuse them.
Hey, welcome to America, man.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
No, but he said, he told us a couple of things, and then this just dawned on me about your experience with immigration and going through.
And the best part, she travels a lot. She likes traveling. Yeah, just despite everyone. I mean, hope. Yeah.
Have you been to China? I mean,
truly not China.
She no, but Chinese. My dad is Chinese. Cantonese.
Cantonese. There you go.
Cantonese.
So
it
was a Filipino, a Chinese Filipino household.
China.
Filipino.
It is now, but before, during their time, it was China.
It will be in a few. But then again, it's not the native Filipino like.
No, what I mean is the family name Chiu is not native Chinese. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
But
what do you mean? What would be what would be a native Chinese name sound like?
It's like T-I-U. It's supposed to be something like
Chan
Chu. Chu is native, but usually it's C-H-I-O or C-H-U.
Oh, you mean like Chow, like Cow? Like.
Has anybody asked you, is this your passport?
Well, it has a picture on it.
Yeah. Damn.
It's really just the assumption that I'm married to somebody Chinese.
Yeah,
that
always makes sense.
And then you're with him.
And then you're with him.
And then they see his name is a boss.
And then that's interesting. And
like,
you go, sir, can you step over here?
Step aside, please.
Step over here. We need to do a cavity search.
I'm Middle Eastern as you go. My name is Alvin, so you can always say Albin Abbas. Like, it's a combination of Al-Qaeda and Bin Laden.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, Albin Abbas.
So step aside. We need to do a cavity search.
Bend over, please.
While your Chinese wife is going to wait for, like, 2 hours.
And I'll be like,
we're going to be thorough
with this. Excuse me, officer. sure you haven't searched enough. Search me again.
That would be my right?
Search my cavities again.
And then the officer goes, "What? You're from Castro?"
That's Jed. He's listening
See,
right now.
I'm shots sure fired even for Jed.
He doesn't.
He's not even here.
Jed's going to Jed. Jed the Fish.
Jed the Fish. Yeah.
Work with us at KB.
Well, where's the lie?
No.
Jed and Castro.
Exactly.
Let's yep. get into that.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. So, yeah. That is the introduction. You can tell us more about
long,
how
huh?
you grew up. And no, that's it. Okay.
That's enough.
Well, bank account what do we info. Want to
know? Oh, what do you want to know? So, there we
I
go.
Don't know.
That was my introduction. So, it's right. open mic. You're fair game. You sign up for this, so
no, it's not
it's
about
what
you wanted to know.
Answering the questions, like right. I had questions of mm-hmm. you know how do I respond
I
when people see my last name? Right. I can answer questions,
I'm
but I'm
fair,
not just
it's
gonna.
It's fair game. You sign up to this, and
no, the reason why the reason why she signed up for this
hardball questions here. Otherwise, these won't be
the reason why she signed up for this is she wanted to know more about your shit.
Exactly.
Okay,
we have an idea what it's like her having. The family name, it's more about, I don't know, man, her being her first time here.
No, it's just no. been to Iloilo before.
No, first time Iloilo, in Tarlac.
First time in Mindanao.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
She just found out OG the man started this talk show mm-hmm. that we're in right yeah. now.
There's a lot.
The talk show, yes, but yeah. I knew about Killer B.
Oh, no. Yeah, you do. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
What else do you want to know? You want to talk about it? I'll tell you.
We don't talk about that until later. I mean, you know, we're
how
not
much later.
We're not inebriated enough. We have some more shots, and then we'll talk.
A couple
about
more
that.
Shots, then we'll probably
take yeah, a couple more shots.
Drinks and,
yeah.
So, oh yeah, that hotel incident yeah. was fun. Yeah.
You know how small the city is, right?
Everybody so, knows everybody here. Take out 20 years.
Yeah, they're nowhere related.
Yeah, but
or
you
related,
know,
related, yeah.
20 years, we were one of those rising cities in the Philippines. Not us. Well, we're way ahead of Iloilo 20, 30 years ago. So we had all the advanced stuff that we can grab from the U.S. So we had like a syndicated show, the third in the Philippines,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
30 years ago.
Yep.
We introduced like you're from California. Probably heard of Rick D's back in the day.
Do you remember Rick D's?
Rick D's
in the Weekly Top 40. Ryan Seacrest. You heard of Ryan Seacrest, right?
Yes.
Kiss FM in L.A.
Yes.
Okay. The guy. Yeah.
No.
The guy from before. The guy before Seacrest was Rick D's.
Rick D's.
He was a main morning guy. In LA.
He was a morning guy in Kiss FM L.A. And he has a syndicated show which Ryan Seacrest took care of after he left. But back in the day, it was Ryan Seacrest.
Where was Rick D's, you mean?
Yeah. Back in the day, it was Rick D's. And we oh, were shit. The third radio station to syndicate his show in the Philippines. So, yeah, it was yeah, people are saying we're the first, what was that? Like the MTV on radio?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
1994, 1995. A year before you were born.
Yeah, and your good friend OG the man here was one of the guys
OGs.
That joined us.
He was so cool. A
couple of years into
so
yeah, when
no,
we started
he joined
this thing.
In 96.
I'm not he? Sure.
96, but dude,
really?
That's 2 years from the day we started.
Correct.
Yeah, that's. It's,
I remember the
it
day
is
you came
infancy.
In.
Yes.
I remember the day you came in.
Yes.
It was
so
crazy
was,
because
it was 96.
Over the top, we ruled everything, and then it went downhill from there. It was reversed. I mean, it was supposed to be like you put up something, and then you start getting good and really, really good, and then beat everybody and become, you know, stay at the top and beat everybody else.
It was
in our case,
yeah.
It was this group and OG the man, and
yeah.
we just ruled, and then somebody just messed it up, and then it was just.
But we did
afterwards.
Start together, though.
Yeah, we did.
You, me, Jesse,
yeah.
you guys were
in another station.
In another station. You were in another station.
Yeah.
I was in another station. We were
we,
contemporaries.
We started.
I was a groupie at the
he
time.
He was.
He was a little kid,
Mike,
and we were,
really
yeah.
was a groupie.
Doing assignments, high school assignments. And
yeah.
Jesse was the guy who's got a... who's got a pretty looking girlfriend who broke up with him. So he didn't know what to do with his life.
Oh yeah,
well, applied in radio.
Technically, if we're talking timelines here, it was me and him. We were the new guys.
Yeah.
The story starts with me and him.
Correct.
It
was contemporaries. Yes.
It was two stations competing.
Correct.
This station got him.
Yeah.
When this guy that got me wanted him.
Right.
So like, how are we gonna reconcile this thing?
It's two different markets.
I know.
No, not before.
At that time, it was
the city was so small. I was like, you know, who's the best? Yep. You're gonna work with. You gotta get that guy, and you know, come up with a good team and beat everybody else. We're talking like millions of revenue every month.
Correct.
If you get the best team in the lower level, like this city in the early '90s. So yeah.
Before you were born.
Yeah. So the revenue was so good. If you put up a radio, radio station, a month later, you would get your ROI.
Yeah.
A month later. I didn't know anything about financials.
It was crazy. So when we started,
I just played songs.
We were started. Everybody was protecting their investment, protecting their interest, protecting the programming. So in one network, I was there as a new guy. In another network is this guy.
I was there.
OG the
Man
was a new guy. Calvin Cole.
I was.
And we were like, we got you, but we wanted to get this other guy. I was like, who's the other guy?
Yeah.
And then on their side of the fence, they were like, who's the other guy on the other fence?
Yes.
And then at night, I remember one time I was working at night and this guy passed by, just wanted to find out. Who's the other guy who's working?
Yeah, I used to do that all the time. I was like, who the fuck is this guy? So I went to his station and go, I'm kind of like sizing things up. Like, oh, shit. Oh, so this is how he looks like.
Yeah. Right? And then the funny thing is, you know Jin Guy, right?
My sister.
Yes.
Jin Guy is good friends with one of the senior guys from my company, from my station.
Correct.
So Jinga's probably telling him like, oh yeah, they have this other guy and all that. And then my co-DJ is going to go, oh yeah, Jinga's my friend. And the younger brother's really good. He's like in the other side. It was crazy back
then. But this was before you left for the U.S.
No.
You came back.
I had already been to the U.S.
Mm-hmm. This is 1991, by the way.
I came back because I think my dad got sick. And I
Yeah.
So I came back and I kind of took care of him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I needed a gig, you know, cash. So I don't know.
I remember the first time I heard him.
Yeah.
I was like, he sounds just like in the movies. And everyone was laughing at the station because we were competitors.
We were listening
to him.
We were.
So you weren't friends
like in
yet.
The movies. Yeah,
we weren't friends yet. And we became friends later on, and that's another story. Another episode, and then
another trip for her to book.
Correct.
Come over, because it's a pretty long story.
It's a very long story. Yeah, I mean,
that's like a totally different lifetime.
What we're going to have to do is just record our own from the States and have them combine it together.
That works.
That's like another lifetime.
But that was
before how we got started.
The reason why I actually chose the other station, because your main guy over at your station actually approached me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, you're going to join? Yes, him. Mm-hmm. The guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy. Man. Yeah, the big daddy of them all, Mac.
Right.
So he approached me, but I knew I had a timeline because I was only here temporarily. Mm-hmm. I was going to take care of my dad, but I had to go back to the States.
I had to bail out after, you know.
Right. So I knew that if I committed to the daddy Mac, that I would be stuck here. I didn't want to burn bridges.
Yeah.
So I knew on the other station I could do whatever I wanted to do and just bounce when I needed to, which was my plan. Yes, which was my plan in the first place. So that is why I chose the other station. That's why I worked there, and then you guys branched out to Killer Bee and the rest is history.
And then the old station, I was there, he was there, he left where he was employed. we went on to open another station. Eventually, we left because, yeah, with problems and all that. When we opened, he came back.
And then I came back. But this time I came back and I knew I was going to stay.
He was going to stay a while.
Stay a while.
Why did you want to stay a while?
Because he didn't know what shit was coming to him. That's
correct.
Why.
Yeah. Right.
So he stayed a while and we got him.
Same answer.
Plus the fact that you want to set up a bar, I think.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, is that a warehouse?
Warehouse.
Yes, best.
Yeah. Well, you can't even get in because you're underage.
Yeah, you were. Remember?
Yeah, you were.
I know, right? You were Pee-wee, okay? So you were like, hey.
Good old days, man. That was crazy, right?
There you go. That's your. So, yeah, so eventually. So eventually, when you guys started KB, which was, you know, made history.
Yeah. 94, you came in 96.
Boops, I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying.
When he went in.
He was already there in 96.
When he went in, we were freaking celebrities, man. Yeah, even reaching Visayas in Manila.
Yeah. When I came in.
People in Manila knew us.
Yeah. So, if Alvin goes to Manila and they hear that he's from the station here, they're going to go, holy shit, we got to listen to the guy.
Yes.
Because we heard a lot about that station down south.
Yeah.
We were so freaking good.
Yeah.
Everybody knew us.
Yeah. By the time I came in, they were already badasses.
We were so bad that we got called by the city council to attend a meeting so we could be censured about the kind of language we use.
So anything
here.
We do, if it's something to do with somebody complaining, we gotta go face the freaking city council. I don't know what you call it in the States, with the ones that make laws for the city.
It's a city council.
The city council. We show up. And then we show up in the papers the next morning and all that.
Because we get callers.
So we learned to be political at the same time that we were doing good in radio.
It was pretty edgy. So I joined, me having been based in the States for quite a while at that time. Then came back over here. I'm like, holy shit, this motherfucker. We're allowed to cuss.
Yeah.
Say motherfucker, it's okay.
No, I'm saying it for you, motherfucker.
Yeah. No, so when I came back here, and they were already badasses. Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy shit, okay. They were way ahead of their time. KB was way ahead of the time, and I truly believe I belong there. So I was like, man, this is where I belong.
So
I joined, and I knew I was going to stay longer than the usual stint that I had here.
Mm-hmm.
So I met this guy here, which I already met.
Remember you, bro?
You were nice shift over at the other station. But yeah, dude, you were the guy.
I met Jess
there, and then I think we started together, boo.
And then we trained this guy. Yeah. Came in late.
You were ahead of me by a month or so.
We were already doing
stuff. But I started hanging out before you came in.
Yeah, he started hanging out.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
He was.
This is like the Cuervo tequila years.
He was.
This
is the guy.
This is the Cuervo tequila years. Yeah.
He was a
I stayed.
You win.
Yeah. I stayed for the tequila.
I don't know. He was a fluffer. So what's a fluffer?
What's a fluffer?
What's a fluffer?
Now you explain to us what a fluffer is. Mike knows what
a fluffer
is.
What's a fluffer?
Wait.
I don't know what a fluffer is.
We're not millennials.
No. What is a fluffer? I really don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know what a fluffer is?
No.
Okay, so in porn.
Oh, jeez. Okay. So,
okay.
You sure you don't. You get
no,
it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So, what is a fluffer?
Oh, shit.
You know, and Mike, explain it. Come on, dude. You can explain it better.
You said it, so you might as well explain.
There you go.
Shut up, Mike. Come on, explain.
There you go. So what is a fluffer?
I don't know.
Yeah, you did. You said
it. Come on, man. You just played a porn flick on audio.
So what is
in our group chat? What the fuck is a fluffer?
What's a fluffer?
You just keep somebody hard.
There you go.
Yeah.
For every scene.
No. I'm amazed you know
there's
that.
There's a fluffer.
Like there's a chick on the sideline behind the scenes.
That gets you.
Keeps.
Does it have to be a chick? Why does it have to be a chick? If you're a guy, that's why I said.
When they said Booby was a groupie, I was like, no, he was a fluffer.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, it got me hard a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who Booby did?
Yeah.
What is boobies?
You like my boobies, huh?
So anyway.
It was a good old days, man.
So
that was crazy.
Now, that was it. That's the history of my life as a jock in.
That's the intro.
You just got started.
Bro, did I just scratch the surface? That's it? No,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. Dude. Rejoin.
So, here's something that Robin is going to be, just going to appreciate talking about. Since so you just mentioned a couple of names like you and Booby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Yeah.
So, this was his. There was this one time.
Oh my God! Are we really gonna go there?
Let's go there. Let's. Go there.
No, you know what? Let me tell the story. It's my story.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Tell the story.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's our story. Okay, why are you let him?
Just okay. Make sure he's telling it right.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Oh, trust me. I'm telling it right.
I will keep him straight. Okay, go.
Dude, this is something that happened yesterday, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, this is just so everybody out there who's listening, this will be the first time that. Rob will actually hear. And I kind of didn't warn her.
You might want to don't cancel your flight yet.
I should want to
Nah, she's a big girl.
You might not be going together.
No, it's not going to be green. It's not going to be...
No.
It's going to be funny. It's going to be embarrassing, but it's not going to be green.
Right,
it's not
so,
it is a life... Wait, hang on. Boops, that before it's you a, say something. She really didn't know the life I'd lived when I was... You know what?
So you, so she knows you as Alvin the nurse.
That I work with Killer Bee. The only reason why she knew is she was digging through my phone and I had an old video. My friend was taking a video of me, and I was, you know, I was in the radio. I was in your zone.
So with age comes memory loss.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I know a lot more about his life than he likes to believe.
No, you don't know much about my life as a...
Shut up,
Vin.
I tend to believe her.
No. All she knows, all she...
Stop.
You're digging your own grave, man.
You're going to lose.
Don't
digging myself a hole.
You're just digging your hole deeper, dude.
Tell the story. Let's get it over with.
This is a disclaimer. Right. This so the people out there would do.
Let me just put it in context.
She doesn't know the life I lived as a jock at Killer Bee. All she knows is that I worked for Killer Bee and I worked with the Monday.
Right.
What she knows is because she saw that video of me.
Right. So we weren't total angels. Let's just put it that way. Let me start. We're not total angels, you know.
And working in radio, okay, that's tip of the iceberg.
Did
anybody expect you guys to be angels?
No.
Our moms
so
did.
Let me add this. Let me add this. Among this group over here, we're the worst. So, no, I'm saying this with all honesty. He's not the worst. So among
he's
all
not the worst.
He's not the
but
worst.
He's not the best too.
You guys are talking to the side piece.
Mm-hmm. Huh? As far as this group is concerned, he's the angel. So yeah, go ahead.
We're total angels.
Yeah.
So one night.
From your point of view.
Yeah. One night. At a bar.
At a bar.
Yeah.
All right.
You.
So we met some girls
at
the bar.
You met.
Not me.
Okay.
It was him first. He needed a wingman.
This is when you started and you've been with us a while.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So you needed a wingman because there was two of them.
Wingman. All right. Okay.
So
wingman story.
I will sacrifice.
Story.
Okay. Right. Are you ready?
You
to
did not sacrifice.
Ready.
Shut up. You did not sacrifice anything at all.
All right.
So they weren't from here. So they just started a job here, so naturally they had, like, their own quarters. They were built up in a hotel. They stayed in the hotel for, like, a couple of weeks already at this point. So,
My reps?
It's a big company.
It's a big company.
The company spends for their hotel rooms.
Let's not put names, because
the company hires nice-looking girls, by the way.
Okay.
Very beautiful girls.
Very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So he needed a wingman.
By the way, I still feel bad that you didn't reach out to me, but, you know.
Why?
You were already taken, Jess. At that time, you were already taken.
You had a baby.
That's besides the point. But anyway,
you had a baby.
Shut up. Go with the story.
So there we were. So I was there for, like, a good week already, right? In the hotel. Yeah. So it was
with the girl.
With the girl.
I did not know that. Okay, I have a
I was
different,
there for a couple of nights already.
I did not know that. I have a different version
of
the story.
I didn't know that, dude.
Right, yeah.
I just know about the...
Correct, the incident.
Oh, yeah, you know about the fire thing.
Yeah. Are we, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we're leading into.
Yeah, I'm just putting everything into context.
Okay,
with
all right. Okay. All right. All right.
So...
But fuck you for not choosing me as your wingman, but anyway...
It was him.
No, no,
go ahead.
He did.
He had a choice, but he didn't call out to me. He chose Alvin, so fuck you.
I did not choose.
It was
him.
Kool-Aid over here that didn't reach out to you.
Did you just call me Kool-Aid?
Well, fuck you, too. So, all right. So, whatever.
He called me.
Is it, oh, Calvin Kool?
He just called me Kool-Aid. What is it, fried chicken right now?
He goes like, okay, dude,
turn black all of a sudden.
Like, dude, he goes like, dude, you better come here, because I got a chick who has a friend, and I need the friend out. All right, okay,
that is true. I remember that part.
Yes,
yeah,
there you go.
Yes.
That part I know.
So there we were. 1 week later.
I was the one who fed you after you got tired
so
from all
still
that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
about it, Jeff.
Okay, I'm still bitter.
So there we were. 1 weekend. One morning, early, the bellboy starts knocking at my door.
How early? Tell her.
About 6:30, mm-hmm. 7, early.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, we're just...
But
I was just out from the shower.
PG, boo, but okay.
I was just
ahead.
Out. We were just
I
out
totally
from the shower.
Different version of that story. All
right,
okay.
So we were just out from the shower, right? And bellboy starts knocking on the door. He goes like, why? What happened? So he goes like, oh sir, we'd just like
were
to
you
inform
naked?
You. No, I had a towel on.
Naked. Make
it
with a towel on. Yeah. Okay.
So, sir, we'd just like to inform you that the building right beside the hotel is on fire. We'd just like you to, you know, get ready because we mm-hmm. might need to evacuate. So, all right. So I went back in, told the girl, like, you better, you know, keep your stuff, get what's important, and then let's go. So as she was, you know, picking stuff out from her luggage, I opened the door. Who opens the door across the room?
Okay, here's my
first thing
that he told me, because we were staring at each other. I was there, like I just had.
Do you still have your towel on?
No, yes. I still have my shirt on. No, I was dressed already. So I had like shirt on. He was like
BG.
Half naked.
Yes,
you didn't have a shirt on.
I did.
Both of you were half naked.
No,
I was dressed. You really was dressed. That's why. Okay, go ahead, Boob, and I'll tell my story.
When I opened the door, then we stared at each other for like a good few seconds, right?
Right.
And then he goes like, "What the fuck are you doing here?" Exactly.
So my story. Okay, at least this is how I remember this story. So. I was macking with this chick, right? We were at the bar. So I was macking with this gorgeous little chick. So we're just macking with her and I go. And I do remember calling Booby and I go, Boobs, you know, this chick has a friend. Like,
fuck you for not calling me. Anyway.
So.
Go ahead.
So this chick had. This is the first time I've learned that you were already
That's
with
why.
That chick for a week. I
didn't. He was in the hotel for a week. He didn't.
Oh, you were in the hotel, but you were not with a chick.
No, I was with her.
Oh, you,
oh
were,
you were with her.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So I did not
know
that. This is.
Oh.
You know that?
I knew that because I was picking him in between sessions so I could feed him.
But I did not know that he was already with the chick for a week. So I don't know why that whole wingman thing happened.
Come on, come
yeah.
When you were already with the chick.
Because the other one keeps on disturbing
over
them.
Over your leg.
Because she's got no partner.
The grenade?
The. You know, whatever.
So. You know, I was macking with this chick, you know, I was trying to, you know, so I was like, boom, you know, this chick has a friend, I mean, come over, you know, wingman bullshit, you know, take her out of this fucking whole scenario,
take her away from the equation.
So, so my version is funnier because I didn't know that you had... Okay.
I was already there.
You killed the story because you
were...
You know what I mean? Because at that point, I didn't know that she was with that girl already, but so...
You know what's funnier?
So...
Because I didn't bring a car. So they took me to the hotel. They purposely left me there. Oh, take her to her room.
So I was, you know, I was with this chick, right? So I was like, okay, so I was gonna go home with her, you know. So I take this chick to this hotel, right? I didn't know what Booby did with the other chick, with a friend. So I was busy with this other girl. I'm like, okay, let's go to
but
the
gym. But you knew we were at that
I
hotel.
I did not know. This is the funny
You
side.
Took me to that hotel.
Oh, fuck, I don't know, Boobs.
You were probably drunk.
No.
No, oh, no she was driving.
I was so fucking.
She was driving.
I was so drunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This
yeah,
is
I
all
remember.
Of that. I remember.
Your chick was driving. Took us to the hotel.
No, did she? Really?
Yeah, okay. She did. Right. She did.
Well, so
yeah.
From the point of view of somebody outside that double pair, I was waiting for a call at around 8, 7 in the morning to figure out a way to feed this guy. So, okay.
Give me that
are you done?
Feed that, okay.
All right, okay, let's go somewhere. Let's eat. Okay, okay, anyway, go ahead.
So, yeah, so, you know, long story short, I ended up with this chick in a room, right? So, you know, too drunk, whatever happened there, I fell asleep. Whatever, so...
So it just happens that...
It just happened.
We're so, just lucky that we were across each other.
I don't... So, okay, here's the story, right? So I didn't know shit. All I know is I was macking with this chick. I called Booby to, you know, fucking do a wingman. Take this friend, the girl chick, away from us so I could go home with this chick. So I go home with this chick. I fucking didn't know what happened to Booby. So we end up in this hotel, right? So I'm drunk, I'm passed out early in the morning.
Somebody
right?
knocks on the door.
Early in the morning, right? You pass out drunk out of your wits. And there's like banging on the door. And I'm like, what the fuck is that shit? And then, so I opened the door and, you know, the bellman was like, you know, wide-eyed, pale. Fucking pale, panicked. And he goes, I'm saying it in language because it's funnier like this. He goes, Stan, nice to know. So it's just, there's fire, right?
There's fire, yeah.
So I'm in my drawers, so I'm like, what the fuck? Let's get the fuck out of here. You know what I
mean? What
hotel is
this?
No. Later.
Later. I thought I missed it when going to the bathroom.
No, sorry. Let's just say
imagine,
it was near.
Imagine you were in a hotel and
it was near the school.
There's a big ass fire going on.
This was the 90s, I am
correct.
Yes.
So I'm like, holy fuck. So I start, you know, I put my clothes on, I fucking rush out of my room, and, you know, I'm panicked, right? And as soon as I'm out of the room, I see this motherfucker right there, right across the room, right? Calm as shit. Already dressed up, calm as shit, arms crossed like that. I'm like, bro.
What the fuck you doing here?
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? And the chick that, you know, I tried to stick, you know, get away from me, she comes out of the room and she goes like, hi. I'm like, motherfucker. So exactly. It was one of the funniest stories because, to me at least, I didn't know what was going on with Booby. You know, can you just imagine?
You go out, we're in the same building.
That's not even the funny part. You know what the funny part was? So there's a raging fire at the side of the building, right?
Oh, yeah. Trying to get out of there.
We couldn't go out of the building.
Oh, shit.
Because between me and him, people know us.
Correct.
And this was right near, like, the school.
It's in the middle of the city.
It's in the middle of the city, right near the school.
And
it happened in the morning.
Correct.
There was a crowd outside the hotel.
There's a crowd outside. They have a reputation to protect.
And considering how small the city is.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
I go like, dude, if we go out, they will know.
Yeah.
It was, like, what we were doing here.
Yeah.
So clearly like, not each other.
No.
So yeah, it was. Yeah. Well.
So we were like.
So you
like,
guys didn't just choose to go out hand in hand?
That could have worked, right?
Would have been better.
Right.
Would have been better.
That was
the thing to do.
No, so we all piled up in his chick's car. We were laughing all the way to Mickey D's.
No, you and I were laughing. They didn't know what the fuck was happening because it was funny how we ended.
Well, because he already knew he was with his
and
chick
your girl. Was the girl we kicked out because I wanted the room.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Weeks after.
Anyway, all right. That's one of the, you know, one of the chapters.
So, a couple of decades later, that same girl.
Thursday Night Talkback.